Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Marquez Wright Jr. gets in a fight with two South Carolina McDonald's employees. A man at the restaurant to pick up a relative tries to break up the fight, but Wright starts shooting. A second family member, 14-year-old Jacob Russ, is hit and killed. Crime Online's John Limley.
Nancy, the shooting brings attempted murder charges against Wright for the second time in a year. At the time of the shooting, Wright was out on bond for an incident in October where the 25-year-old shot into an occupied vehicle and rammed into it with his own car. The victim was not seriously injured.
Wright, 25, now charged with attempted murder and murder, all over a fight at McDonald's. Michigan cops alerted to a note left in teacher Paul Jacobs' classroom. The letter contains a threat to blow up the middle school. After searching the school and finding nothing, cops believe the teacher, Paul Jacobs, planted the threat, hoping classes would be canceled.
A janitor stumbled across the note and alerted authorities, who initially believed Jacobs saw the note and failed to report it. All after-school activities were canceled the day the note was found, but classes resumed the next day as officers concluded it was not a credible threat.
Well, Jacob now gets the foreseeable future off as he has been fired and charged with threatening. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A man arrested Monday in the weekend killing of a Catholic bishop that shocked Los Angeles religious and immigrant communities is the husband of the victim's housekeeper and had done work at his home. For details, we turn to Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
69-year-old Auxiliary Bishop David O'Connell was fatally shot Saturday in the bedroom of his home in Hacienda Heights, an unincorporated community about 20 miles east of downtown Los Angeles. A SWAT team arrested Carlos Medina, the husband of O'Connell's housekeeper, at their home in Torrance, about 35 miles southwest of Hacienda Heights. Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna says detectives first linked Medina to the crime after finding surveillance video that showed his SUV in the driveway of O'Connell's home at the time of the killing.
Sheriff Luna stated that a caller told authorities that 65-year-old Medina was acting irrationally and had made comments about O'Connell, quote, owing him money, adding that a motive in the killing remains under investigation. A second man has been charged with participating in a Memphis shooting at a nightclub that left one person dead and 10 others injured. 21-year-old Ladarius Marion fired the rifle in the shootings and was arrested Monday on charges of murder, attempted murder, and employment of a weapon during a dangerous felony. Another 21-year-old man, Julius Michael Freeman of Memphis, admitted to driving the shooter to and from the nightclub, the Live Lounge, where the gunman opened fire early Sunday, and to handing him a rifle from the trunk of Freeman's Dodge Charger. Freeman is charged with facilitation of second-degree murder, 5 counts of attempted facilitation of second-degree murder, and 5 counts of possession of a firearm to commit a dangerous felony. A man is facing murder and other charges in the death of a Temple University police officer shot and killed near campus Saturday night. Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
The Philadelphia District Attorney's Office says 18-year-old Miles Pfeffer will face charges of murder, murder of a law enforcement officer, robbery, carjacking, and weapons crimes in the death of Officer Christopher Fitzgerald, who prosecutors said was shot in the head while responding to an incident near campus. The Bucks County District Attorney's Office says Pfeffer was taken into custody shortly after 7 a.m. Sunday at his Buckingham Township home by Township and Philadelphia Police, as well as State Police and Federal Marshals.
Temple University officials say Fitzgerald had been on the University Police Force since October 2021. The prosecution in the case of a fatal New Mexico film set shooting has made a stark turnaround, dropping the possibility of a mandatory 5-year sentence against Alec Baldwin. The actor-producer's attorneys had earlier objected to the enhancement, saying it was unconstitutional because it was added after the October 2021 shooting. Legal experts had said Baldwin had a strong chance of seeing it tossed out. Baldwin's attorney declined to comment after the reversal by prosecutors, who earlier criticized his efforts to have the sentencing requirement dropped. The related standard for the possibility of mandatory 5 years would be reckless disregard of safety, quote, without due caution and circumspection, and carried a higher threshold of wrongdoing.
Jericho Labonte travels from British Columbia to Astoria, Oregon, to leave a dead fish on the porch of the Goonies house used in making of the movie. Then he steals a boat to travel back to Canada. Apparently, Labonte has never sailed before and makes a Mayday call just 30 miles into the trip. The Coast Guard rescues Labonte from the sinking boat, not realizing it's stolen. Labonte finally arrested the next day on theft, endangering another person, and criminal mischief. And a fish had to die over this. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.